This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams, in for David Brancaccio. Netflix is scheduled to release earnings after the market closes today. A recent Morgan Stanley report found that the value of Netflix's content library has more than doubled in the last 2 years to $12 billion. Some of that is in original content, which isn't cheap. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports on the pros and cons of that strategy.
Netflix originals have won lots of Emmys. Great for garnering interest, but the problem with those originals is that Netflix doesn't actually own most of them. They license them under exclusive deals with production companies. Michael Pachter is an analyst at Wedbush Securities.
They don't own House of Cards, and they don't own Orange is the New Black. What are they capitalizing?
They're capitalizing on the popularity of these shows, and that leads to subscribers. They're inching up on 100 million. Tuna Amobi, an analyst at CFRA Research, says many investors aren't concerned that Netflix has a negative cash flow and will outspend its closest streaming competitor on original content by over $2 billion this year.
Wall Street has been able to accept that because the subscriber growth is keeping up in tandem.
Michael Pachter at Wedbush says subscribers are great, but more of them could actually end up costing Netflix.
If, in fact, they double their subscriber base, they have to pay more to license those shows in the future.
He says Netflix would do well to produce more content that it owns outright, like the hit show Stranger Things. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.